USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are continuing to question Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett at her confirmation hearing today. California Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein asking Coney Barrett about the Affordable Care Act.
Senator, I completely understand why you are asking the question, but again, I can't pre-commit or say, yes, I'm going in with some agenda, because I'm not. I don't have any agenda. I have no agenda to try to overrule Casey. I have an agenda to stick to the rule of law and decide cases as they come.
The Q&A with senators will take place today and tomorrow. Patients who've survived COVID-19 may be immune to reinfection for up to 4 months. Researchers at a Harvard-based hospital found high levels of antibodies for weeks after patients recovered from COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
I'm not a fan of court packing, but I don't want to get off on that whole issue.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, when asked about court packing by WKRC-TV in Cincinnati, Biden spending his Monday campaigning in Ohio. The former vice president will be in Florida today. Tuesday, President Trump will head to Pennsylvania. President Trump returned to his large rallies after his bout with COVID-19 on Monday, campaigning in Florida.
We're 90% better now than we were 6-7 months ago in terms of a cure for people that get really sick. 90%. It's incredible what's happened. And with children, it's 99.9%. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's limited ballot drop box order stands. Abbott's decision for there to be one ballot drop box per county for mail-in ballots remains in effect after some legal wrangling that ended Monday when a federal appeals court upheld Governor Abbott's order. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The United Kingdom has seen a spike in the number of daily COVID-19 cases, so the Prime Minister is taking a new approach to localized lockdowns. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki explains.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has unveiled a series of new lockdowns as the United Kingdom deals with a spike in COVID-19 cases. The three-tiered system is meant to localize restrictions for the worst-hit areas of the country. Johnson told Parliament that previous efforts to address local outbreaks have resulted in a confusing set of restrictions.
In recent months, we have worked with local leaders to counter local spikes with targeted restrictions. But this local approach has inevitably produced different sets of rules in different parts of the country that are now complex to understand and to enforce. So, just as we simplified our national rules, with the rule of six, we will now simplify and standardize our local rules.
Johnson's unified system of three alert levels will have different severity of lockdowns depending on how bad the local outbreak is. He added that no matter what the level, shops, schools, and universities would remain open.
Carnival Cruise Line is canceling all of its cruises for November. Carnival announcing on Monday it's canceling November cruises out of Miami and Port Canaveral, Florida. This comes after the company canceled cruises from all other U.S. ports for November and December. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.